Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth and final parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So we're continuing in the Takanos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So says the Mishnah, Barishonim Mekablin Eidos HaChodesh Kol Hayom. It used to be that they would receive Eidim to testify about the new moon throughout the entire 30th day of the month, and if the Eidim came at some point during that day, they would declare that that day was Rosh Chodesh, and the next day was already the second day of the month. But they would they were eligible to receive Eidim the entire day. But one time the Eidim were delayed, and they only came after the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im had already been brought. And the Levim messed up the Shir. The reason they messed up the Shir is that the Shir of the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im is different if it's Rosh Hashanah than it is if it's a weekday, if it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. So it hadn't yet been determined, so they didn't know what to do. So they didn't sing any Shir that day. Now, as far as Tamid Shel Shachar, it wasn't a problem, because Tamid Shel Shachar didn't have a different Shir, since they would never have Eidim in time for the Tamid Shel Shachar. So on the 30th day of Elul, they would always sing a regular weekday Shir for Tamid Shel Shachar. So that would not have confused them. But what confused them is Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. That was confusing, because they didn't know which Shir to sing. And that's why they messed up and they didn't do anything. So they made a takana that they're only going to receive Eidim up until Mincha. So if they haven't gotten Eidim by the time Mincha came along, then they would not declare that day Rosh Hashanah anymore. And when the Levim got up to sing the Shir, they knew that that was a weekday. If Eidim showed up after Mincha, then they would treat that day as Yom Tov, and the next day as Yom Tov as well. If they didn't come before Mincha, so it was too late for them to be accepted, and that day therefore couldn't be the Rosh Hashanah, but they still treated the rest of the day after the Eidim came like Rosh Hashanah, and then they continue to observe Rosh Hashanah on the following day. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and there was no problem of Levim and singing the wrong Shir or anything like that, as long as they were still accepting it, Sachodesh was before they had a fixed calendar, so Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a takana that they would receive Eid Sachodesh all day long. So even if the Eidim were not received until after Mincha time, that was no problem. They could still make the day into Rosh Hashanah. So that's takana number 3 of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Takana number 4, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Va'odzos Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Sha'afilu Rosh Beis Din B'kal Makom, that regardless of where the Rosh Beis Din is, even if he's not together with the Beis Din, Shoyu Eidim Holchin El Makom Havad, that witnesses only go, the Eidim for the Kiddush HaKodesh would only go to the place of the meeting where the Beis Din sits. They would not have to go find the Rosh Beis Din, even though he's the one that would declare Makudash, and that's based on a pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu declaring Makudash, but the witnesses didn't need to go to him if he wasn't where he belongs. The other members of the Beis Din would have to declare Rosh Chodesh if he wasn't around for whatever reason. So now we go back to the halachos of Tekiyah Shofar. So we blow Shofar before we daven Musaf, and at 3 different points during Musaf. So a little bit about the tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. The Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is that the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah involves a bracha of Avos, a bracha of Mechayim Mesim, a bracha of Akel HaKadosh, just like the first 3 brachas of any day, then Mekadish Shol Vazmanim, and then this is the Shachris rather of Rosh Hashanah. Mekadish Shol Vazmanim, then you have Ritzei and Modim and Sim Shalom. Now that's on any Yontif rather. On Rosh Hashanah we have Malchus, Achronos and Shofaros added in. So Seder Brachos, the order of Brachos on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is Omer Avos, Ugvuros, Kedush Shem. You say Avos, Gvuros, Kedush Shem, the same as the first 3 Brachos of any Shmones, right? But here's where it changes. V'kolel Malchios Imahen. You include Malchios together with the Bracha of Kedush Hashem. So it's incorporated in the same Bracha. Ve'inu Tokeh, but you don't blow Shofar at that point. Kedush Hayom V'tokeh, you then say the Bracha Kedush Siyom, and you blow shofar there. Zichronos v'tokeya, when you do the brachos of Zichronos, you blow shofar. And shofaros v'tokeya, when you do the bracha on shofaros, you're tokeya. V'omer avoda v'odah b'rchus kohanim, then you conclude with the regular avoda hoda'a and b'rchus kohanim, divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says. Next Tana, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says, Emeinu tana l'malchios, l'mal humaskir. What are you talking about? How could it be that you say psukim in a bracha of malchios malchios and you don't you're not tokeya, so why would you even say malchios if you're not going to be tokeya, especially for malchios? Elo omer avos gvuros kedushas shem. You say the regular first three brachos of Shmona Esrei with v'kol malchios and kedushas hayom v'tokeya. You don't incorporate malchios in kedushas hashem. You combine the brach of malchios with kedushas hayom and you're tokeya for that. Zichronos v'tokeya, shofaros v'tokeya, and then you're tokeya again for zichronos and again for shofaros. And then you conclude Shmona Esrei as normal. So to review what we learned today in Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid, we had said that that they used to accept Eidus HaChodesh all day long, but one time the Levim didn't know what Shira to sing at the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, so they decided they're only accepting Eidus HaChodesh until Mincha time, and if Eidim came after that, they would just keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. But after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, where there was no concern anymore of Levim messing up the Shira, so Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a takana that we can go back to receiving Eidus HaChodesh all day long. And then the last takana of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was that even if the Rosh Beis Din is not around, the Eidim only have to go to the Makam Avad, they only have to go to where the Beis Din normally meets. And then Mishnah Hey, we had a machlokas of exactly where Malchios fits into the Musaf Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, and does it get a Tekiah along with it? That the Tanakhama held that the Malchios gets included with Kedushas Hashem, and it does not get a Tekiah. The three sets of Tekiahs are on Kedushas Hayom, Zichronos, and Shofros, whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, first three brachos of Shmona Esrei are normal, last three brachos of Shmona Esrei are normal. Malchios gets incorporated with Kedushas Hayom and gets a Tekiah, and as do Zichronos and Shofros, also get a Tekiah that go along with it. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin.